my house in the morning. Y94, 7:23 in the morning. Prize thieves again today at 8:20 and 2:20. If you still need to sign up, y94.com. Make sure you're listening to those times so we can go ahead and get you your prize. The group therapy today, we want to chat with Playhouse family member Lindsay. Can you kind of just roll through the whole situation for us, please?
So I've been helping my mom through a very messy divorce. My parents actually split up in February because my dad said he fell out of love. And so my mom and I have found out some pretty hard truths about my dad in the last several months. And sorry, it's just hard for me to talk about it. We actually found some emails between my mom and this woman, Amber. And these emails were very explicit. I mean, my dad's a pretty conservative guy, so to see the things that he was saying to her was just really kind of unnerving. And they go back to, like, 2 years ago. So I'm just, like, I can't believe this has been going on for 2 years. My parents have been married for so long. They've had a beautiful marriage. And to just see this was really uncomfortable and just sad. And so I just kind of had to do some investigating. And I didn't realize, like, putting two and two together, that the Amber that he was messaging was one of my best friends.
Wait, so one of your, like, your friend was having an affair with your dad?
Yeah. It's crazy because it's something I would have never thought that. And so when I first saw the emails and I saw Amber, I literally, because it's an email address I've never seen, like, I never would in a billion years think and put two and two together and think of Amber being the woman that my dad's been sleeping with for 2 years.
Lindsay, is Amber like a good friend of yours or like kind of more of an acquaintance?
Like, are you still friends?
I mean, she's one of my closest friends. You know, I mean, you have like your best friends, but then you have like your close friends. Like her and I have gone away together. We've been friends since we're juniors in high school. So she's always been very close with my family. She's come on family trips with us. I remember one time we actually went to Mexico. Like, I'm thinking back of all the things. Like, she would come over, you know, on holidays sometimes. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, she has literally comforted me through this whole thing. Like, when everything happened, you know, Amber's parents are divorced. And so I went to her and I was like, look, this is new for me. I don't know how to handle this. And she literally comforted me. She told me, like, the whole story of how she dealt with it when she was younger. And, you know, she even came over when I was crying. She talked to my mom about it. Like, this is the ultimate deceit. And I haven't even confronted her about being the other woman. I haven't told my mom. My dad doesn't know that I know. So I did the only thing that I could think of, which was call you guys and hopefully get like the honest truth from her, because I think if it's on the radio, she's not going to be able to deny it.
Oh, so you're not calling for like, you know, advice for people calling, be like, here's how I would deal this. Mm-hmm. You're not calling for, you know, any sort of feedback. You specifically want to basically call her out with us and see if she fesses up to this.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only thing I know how to do right now. I'm in complete shock. I haven't slept in days. I am just, I'm floored. You know, you think you know somebody or you think you know how evil people could be. This is like the ultimate deceit.
And Lindsay, and you know for sure it's her. Like, you know it's her.
100%. Because what I didn't put together was just recently she's been telling me she's been seeing someone and he's a lot older.
Why would you say that?
And that's all she said. And I would be like, oh, where is he from? Whatever. She's very elusive, but I know she's seeing someone. And so it kind of just hit me all together when I read an email from my dad, like between the two of them, and they were talking about going away for the weekend. And then my dad, like a few weeks ago, was like, oh yeah, I'm just going away, like on a trip. I need to get out of town. And I was like, oh crap. Now I get it. No, it's just like, I'm sorry. I'm kind of frazzled right now because it's like my worst nightmare come true. Like, you see these things on TV, you're like, that never happens. No, it's happening right now to me. So I just want to confront her. I don't know exactly what I'm going to say. I'm just going to try to hold it together. But I need to say something. I can't live with this secret forever.
Well, let's play a song or two. We'll get her phone number off you while we got some music playing, and we'll see if we can't get her on and just kind of see where the conversation goes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where I think you have a benefit going into this is I feel like you would just be like, well, I'm seeing somebody and they're a little bit older. I think that she was trying to maybe even start a conversation with you already where she confessed this to you and then chickened out or didn't really feel right at the time or something. I almost wonder if she's already tried to talk to you about this. So that might help her be honest if you call her out on it.
100%.
Potentially. We will try our darndest to get her on for you here in a sec.
Your morning routine starts with the Morning Playhouse.
We get up.
Y94.
Hey, good morning, Playhouse. Y94. So real quickly, I got these guys on hold, so I don't really want to spend too much time recapping it. But if you just got in your car, we were chatting a little bit ago with Lindsay, Playhouse family member Lindsay. And she was telling us about how she did some research, and she's pretty sure that her divorced dad maybe was doing something with one of her friends and is pretty confident about it and wanted to call her out. And she's like, you know, will you guys stand by me and help me get the truth out of her? So that's what we got going on here. And we do have Lindsay's over talking to Amber's the friend. Amber is on line 3. Lindsay's on line 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Amber, do you hear us okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I don't think that it was made very clear to you why we wanted to talk to you, but I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. If Amy or Jamie didn't mention it, we do have on your on the phone with us here a good friend of yours, Lindsay. Are you familiar with Lindsay?
Oh, hi, Lindsay. Hi, Amber.
And I don't know how much that we are supposed to be involved in this, but I think that there's something between the two of you. You guys got to hash out here.
Amber, look, I don't even know how to say this without just freaking out, but I need to know, are you seeing my dad? Have you been seeing my dad for the last few years?
What?
Well, I don't know what you don't understand about the question. I saw the emails. Okay, I'm not stupid. I read the emails. I saw what you said to him, and I can't believe I even allowed you into my life. Like, how could you do that to me? How could you do that to my family?
This is ridiculous. I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
It's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I can easily forward you every single email between you and my father for the last 2 years, if you'd like, if you need a refresher.
Have you been seeing him?
So you're either going to tell me the truth, or I'm going to come over there and shake the truth out of you.
Lindsay, we know you're really upset,
I think she hung up. Yeah. I think she hung up the phone.
Of course she did. Well.
I mean,
she's obviously guilty, right?
Right.
Because why would you hang up if you didn't do it?
Well, do you want us to try to get her back on?
Yes. I want you to call her. I don't care how many times she hangs up. I'm sorry, guys, but no, you have to call her. I need to get this off my chest. This is crazy.
Let me see what I can do here. I do agree you probably wouldn't hang up if something wasn't
true.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
I know you realize you hung up on us, but for the sake of your guys' friendship, you really should probably explain what's going on here.
Don't stutter. Give me the story. Cut the okay? I want to know what happened. Tell me now from the beginning. I deserve to know. Hello?
I'm Lindsay, just give me a chance, okay? I'm really sorry. You know I love you, and I love your family, and you've always been there for me like a sister, and...
Like a sister? Okay. Yeah. If you love me like a sister, you wouldn't do the most disgusting thing ever, which is sleep with my father, okay? Do you realize coming out of your mouth?
Lindsay, I'm not sleeping with your dad anymore.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Well, you just hear me.
Okay, so tell me what happened. Please enlighten me how you could.
Okay.
To
your dad. I'm being honest with you. I've always been attracted to your dad. And then I know I saw him like a father figure until I came back from college, you know, and it just started off like he was complimenting me. And then, I don't know, things got flirty. And a couple. couple of summers ago, I saw him at a bar, and after a few drinks, he came back to my apartment, you know, and it was like, the relationship was never anything more than physical, and that's why I could never tell you, because it was never serious in my mind, you know? But recently, it seemed like he meant more to your dad, and he was telling me he fell in love with me and wanted to start a life with me, and he even left your mom. And honestly, I was totally shocked, and that's why I ended the relationship. I told him to go back to your mom, and I ended it, and that was almost like 5 months ago.
Amber, like, so you went into this as like a physical thing, but you never meant for Lindsay's dad to actually leave the mom. But that's what happened.
Never. Yes, but I never. Okay, I was stupid. I didn't think this far out enough. I just saw it as a physical thing. I never was emotionally thinking we were going to be in a relationship.
You didn't think that would hurt me? I mean, been on vacations with my family. You spent holidays with us. How could you do that to me? How could you
think why I could never tell
that, that was okay?
And I felt awful, and that's why I also ultimately ended it.
But you because came you guys, and comforted me when my parents got divorced. You were there for me.
Of course I would be there for you. You've always been there for me. Why wouldn't I be there for you?
Because you slept with my father, okay? And I don't want to hear the shit that you left him 5 months ago and all that stuff. Because I saw emails between the two of you. And you tell me you're seeing somebody. You won't tell me anything about him. And funny how you were out of town the same weekend my dad was out of town. So tell me that's a coincidence.
I broke it off with him. I have not seen him in 5 months. And I'm telling you the truth. I've not gotten physical with him. I've not seen him because he told me he left your mom, and I told him, go back to your mom because I don't want a relationship with him.
So you're saying you haven't seen him, but have you been in contact at all? Are you still messaging him?
No, barely. He'll message me and I'll just reply, but nothing, you know, flirty, nothing.
But
I'm
you're
not
still
leaving
replying.
Him on anyway.
And don't even
well,
lie, though, on the radio,
like,
because I've seen drunken messages between the two of you, and you're not just replying. You're being a flirty little bitch. I see it. I read the emails.
Lindsay,
I can send them to you.
You're upset, but I have not seen him in 5 months, and I ended it, and that's the truth.
Well, you know what? First of all, I can't even believe I'm having this conversation right now, but if you ended it... And you should not have been answering his emails at all. You are the reason why my parents ended a 27-year marriage. Because you.
You can't
you
totally
open your
blame
mouth.
Me for
you
that.
You have to open your legs. Honestly,
Lindsay,
I don't even want to... Don't
fully
Lindsay,
blame me for your parents'
no.
relationship.
There's nothing
you're
going to
tell me your dad had no choice in this? Your dad is the one who was flirting with me. And yes, I shouldn't have flirted with
that.
I shouldn't
care
have accepted
what
it.
My father was doing. You know right from wrong, too. It takes... two people to f***. So let's not put this on my dad. You're just a f***. You were always a f***. And you know what? I want nothing to do with you. Don't ever call me
Please
again.
Just...
Stay the f*** away from my family. I'm warning you. Just shut your mouth. I don't want to hear it. Now that I know the
don't
truth.
Don't tell your mom.
Hey, you guys. I think we got
to
take...
Oh, no. I'm going to tell my mom. I want everyone to know how disgusting of a person you are.
Like
my mother let you in her
and
house.
It's going to hurt her.
I don't care. You came over my house.
You're going to hurt
me,
her.
Consoled my mother. You know what? You should have thought about that when you took my dad home. That's what you should have thought about, but you didn't.
And you know
you're
what? You're right. Think about it then, but I thought about it later, and that's why I ended it.
Oh, hey, you guys.
It's just going to hurt her.
Okay, you're worried about hurting people after because, boo-hoo, I got caught, and I'm sorry. No one gives a shit. You're disgusting. Stay the fuck away from my family. Stay away from me. I want
you
nothing
know what?
To do
I don't
with
think
you.
You're ready for
I'm
this
done
conversation,
with you.
So I don't even know why you put me on the radio for this. Like,
okay.
You weren't ready for this conversation.
I wasn't ready? You're not ready to be a fucking adult and a friend. You're disgusting. There's a million other men in the world. You have my father. You're disgusting. You need therapy.
And you guys...
You honestly need therapy.
You probably have a lot of talking to do. I think it's going to take a while for this information to get digested and everything.
I'm done talking. Mm.
I do think there's a lot of honesty here, so for that, we definitely appreciate everybody being honest. I am curious, though. I mean, do you feel like, Lindsay, what are you going to do with this information? Where are you sitting?
First of all, I'm going to tell my mother.
Right.
I am going to call all of our
friends. Which is going to hurt her for no reason.
I don't care. It is a reason because I don't want my mother. You know that you have been in my house again, so everybody can hear. You have been on vacation. You've come here for holidays. So you and my mother clearly have a relationship. I don't ever want her reaching out to you and saying anything. Okay, I want her to know the kind of person that you are. And I'm going to tell all the people that we associate with. So everybody knows to keep their fathers and brothers and uncles and cousins away from you. Because clearly you can't keep your hands off of these
right.
Your
no dad also had a choice. I'm not the only guilty one. It was your dad as well.
That's
it wasn't
blood.
Just me.
That's my blood. I will always pick my father over anyone else. That is my blood. I am not saying what he did was right. But I expected more of my friend. First of all, he's like 20-something years older than you. I mean, like, get a grip on yourself. You couldn't find someone your own age. There's just so many things wrong with you.
Why don't you
forget about him?
To your dad. Get a grip on yourself and go back to your mom.
Believe me, don't you worry. You keep your business. You keep your opinions out of my business because I'm going to have a conversation with my father, and that has nothing to do with you. You're not ever going to know what I'm going to say to him, how I'm going to say it to him. But believe me, I will
voice
my
opinion.
That's still my. But that's still my father.
You know
okay,
what?
That's
I'll tell
my
you one
blood.
Thing. I didn't think this
he's
out.
Not going anywhere.
I did not think it out
you
in the beginning.
You can get the hell out of my life. He's not going anywhere. And he's a man, okay? He's a man. You're a woman. There's a girl code there, okay? I'm not saying what my dad did was right, but you just stooped so low. And then you walk into my house and console my mother. You're mental. I really think you need therapy. I hope that there's therapists listening right now.
I feel like this
because
is
because I really feel like
kind of gone off the rails.
I feel like you need help. Like I feel
okay. Are we done with this phone call?
Yeah,
you know, and help you.
Come on, like,
Amber. Thank you for the honesty, Lindsay. I think you've gotten from her what you're going to get from her, and I know it's a bombshell, but you know, it probably feels good to just kind of tear into her. But I think
I'm
you got to start
right now.
You got to maybe walk away from a second, have a talk with your family. You know, it just you got confirmation though. That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, I want a confirmation. I'm just totally frazzled with this information. You know, it's like a bombshell times 10. I can't explain what it's like. I feel so, like, so much deceit.
Well, if you knew this information and you weren't ready for this conversation, then what did you want from me? I'm being as honest as I can with you.
You know what? I don't think
I'm telling you I'm sorry. And I
f***ed up. Sorry doesn't change things. So, you know what? You need to live with yourself and your decisions. I'm out. I'm good. Thank you to the radio stations. Thank you to everybody that listened. Thank you to, you know, you for ruining my parents' marriage. I guess I should be saying thank you because now I know I can't trust anybody. I have to watch all my friends now. I got to watch my back. So you taught me a lesson. I guess I did learn something from this.
All right. Thank you, guys. Good luck, Lindsay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks. You know, and we have other stuff on the way today. I can't even focus, though, because that was just that was a train wreck. But, you know, she admitted she messed up. That's positive. That's a step in the right direction. You got to talk to your dad, though, man.
Oh, 100%. The part that blows my mind is that she consoled the mom after breaking up their marriage.
Yeah.
What?
I love you, baby, from Surf Mason. A couple of minutes on the show. Other things, too. I need some coffee and maybe some cold air. Jeez.
Waking up to the Morning Playhouse.
Every morning.
Y94.
Oh, boy. 33 degrees today. Cloudy in Fargo. Moorhead 45 tomorrow. And really just cloudy 30s, 40s the next couple of days in the Red River Valley. And, you know, really not that nice outside right now. Just kind of meh. 13 degrees. Quite chilly outside of the valley. Brought to you by your Y90 forecast today. Brought to you by Heartland Healthcare Network. Online at chooseheartland.com.
The Heartland Healthcare Network would like to welcome their newest providers to join the network. Drew Mapes, occupational therapist, currently practicing at Pediatric Therapy Partners. Hugh Jones, speech therapist, currently practicing at Embrace Therapy Services. Julie Larson, currently practicing at JDL Counseling. Jordan Koski, social worker, currently practicing at Solas Counseling. And Melissa Dahl, currently practicing at Mindful Healing and Consulting. For more on these or Heartland Healthcare's other providers, visit the Heartland Healthcare Network website at chooseheartland.com.
KOYY-FM Fargo Moorhead.
Owned and operated by Midwest Radio of Fargo Moorhead.
On air and online at Y94.com.
This is Y94.
Fargo Valley's number one hit music station. Y94.
Playhouse, Y94, just before 8 o'clock. So at 8:20, another prize thieves today, 8:20 and 2:20, we do that. If you missed any of the interesting interaction between Lindsay and Amber this morning, get that podcast in here shortly at Y94.com. You had something you want to throw out there, Byron?
I think Lindsay's a little crazy.
Yeah, I got that. I gathered that.
Like, I understand being mad at your friend for sleeping with your dad, but your dad is the one that broke up the marriage, not the friend. Dad's the one that cheated. If you didn't cheat with your friend, he's going to cheat with somebody else.
Yeah, and the feedback kind of similar as far as texts go for them, too.
Oh, yeah, we are getting a lot of feedback because, well, I don't know. It just didn't really seem like the dad was in a little hot water. Like, it seemed like she was like, it's my dad. Like, I don't know. It was just so weird. So a lot of people thinking that the dad should take some responsibility for this and that she should actually be mad at her dad for it because I don't know. It didn't really seem like she was that mad at him.
I get being mad at both parties, but the fact that her friend said, I looked at your dad as a father figure, that is
kind of cringy.
So creepy. And then you found him attractive, you brought him home, and I get mistakes were made, but whoa.
So growing up, I had a really close friend that...
Where is this going to go?
I know. I don't like how you started this.
But I had a friend who, you know, her dad was like really a big part of my life. And he would like take us to get hot dogs. He'd take us to go play at the park. And as we got older, I was like, man, he's a really good looking guy and he aged well. That's all I was going to say. Like, it does happen. Like, I could see why the looks could change for you. And yes, I was attracted to her dad, but I would never have hooked up with him. Some men get better with age. I'm not saying, like, sticking up for her at all, but I'm just saying that I can see that sometimes older men are really, really attractive.
Going through all of my friends and thinking of their dads, I don't find any of them attractive.
Never meeting my family, I tell you that right now.
The father figure thing was weird.
Gross.
You dad lover? Jeez. You know, we were going to do other things, but I think we just play a song and let it end on Jamie, the dad lover there. In a couple of minutes here, a lot of questions from parents, like how are people handling trick-or-treat this year? Another study that comes out, this is the average thing that people are doing with trick-or-treating in 2020. That after BTS, Y94.